It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Palestinians in Gaza are in mourning today, one day after an Israeli shelling killed 18 civilians in the northern town of Beit Hanun. Israeli officials have expressed regret for the killings. Palestinian militant groups are threatening revenge. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians took to the streets of Gaza as the 18 Palestinians killed yesterday, 13 of them members of one extended family, are being buried today. The mood in Beit Hanun is angry. 6 days of an Israeli incursion left more than 60 Palestinians dead and much of the town in ruins. Then yesterday, less than 24 hours after the Israeli troops withdrew, errant artillery shells hit a residential compound in Beit Hanun. Palestinians in Beit Hanun are describing the Israeli attack as a massacre and yesterday as a black day. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas declared 3 days of mourning. Israeli officials expressed regret over the incident, and Defense Minister Amir Peretz ordered the army to suspend artillery shelling on Gaza. A preliminary report found the artillery shells landed about 500 yards off course. Israel raised its security level after members of militant groups, including the ruling Hamas, called for renewed attacks inside Israel. Hamas has not carried out a suicide bombing since 2004. Israeli military officials say they started the incursion into Beit Hanun to limit Qassam rocket fire on southern Israel, but the Qassam rockets continued to fall. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.